This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin shakes Fed volatility as analysts remain split on return under $24,000. In today's show, we'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Dan Crypto shares here, Bitcoin did manage a nice close above the $28,800 range low, as well as the $30,000 low, which marked the initial wick down in May 2021. The next high time frame resistance is the $33,000 area. A test of that area makes sense. In my opinion, and as Don Alt shares here, this is what I'm looking at. We reclaimed 34,500, and I think there is a good reason to be bullish towards at least $44,000. And Nebraska and Gunnar shares the opposite sentiment. Looks like a clean breakdown to me. Price action has been choppy, but we should at least sweep the lows. Low break, and we probably see $22,000. Lows hold, and we can break back above $30,000. And Crypto Tony makes a great point. Bottoms take time to form, so do not expect it within the next day or two. Likely, we will find support, bounce for some relief, and trap late shorts and continue the trend. And quoting Nayib Bukele, central bankers and financial regulators from 44 countries enjoying their second day of talks about financial inclusion, banking the unbanked, and Bitcoin adoption in Bitcoin Beach and in El Salvador. And as he shares here, Bitcoin is good for developing countries and for humanity. Facts. And this just in, the president of Colombia recently met with the CEO of Bitcoin exchange Bitso. And guess what? They discussed Bitcoin. That's right. And also, it was exactly 12 years ago, Laszlo offered to buy two pizzas for 10,000 BTC, a $300 million milestone for financial freedom. Also in today's show, Vitalik Buterin says he wants Ethereum to become like a Bitcoin-like system and shares what is stopping him. He recently tweeted, "Some still open contradictions in my thoughts and my values that I've been thinking about, but still don't feel like I fully resolved." And he goes on to share, "Contradiction between my desire to see Ethereum become a more Bitcoin-like system, emphasizing long-term stability and stability, including culturally, and my realization that getting there requires a lot more active, coordinated, short-term change." And he shares a lot more contradictions I'll be breaking down for you. Also in today's show, banking giant Barclays and Goldman Sachs backs $500 million crypto tech firm. Also in today's show, there is a nasty recession imminent, warns macro guru Raoul Powell. Quoting him here, "My macro view is that we're in a recession. It's going to be pretty nasty." However, he does state that Bitcoin is forming a massive bullish technical pattern. That's right. The Real Vision CEO says in a new video that Bitcoin is forming a falling wedge pattern, a technical formation that signals future bullish momentum. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin circled $30,000 this morning on May 18th after fresh comments from the United States Federal Reserve sparked volatility. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin consolidating within a range in place since May 12th. Bitcoin come unstuck as Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivered economic policy insights during the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything Festival. Quoting him here, I don't know if financial conditions have tightened more than this in a very long time. Powell appeared to confirm that 50 basis point key interest rate hikes would continue in subsequent meetings of the Federal Reserve's Open Markets Committee and would reach neutral levels in quarter four. Hikes afterward, however, could nonetheless continue if necessary to tame inflation further. And as we all know, you can't put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to inflation. Now, with traditional markets already pricing in such a scenario, volatility overall was limited as Powell avoided surprises. Bitcoin saw a brief drop to 29,500 before recovering during his words, and with risk assets set for difficult times as financial tightening continues. However, crypto market commentators had little by the way of highly bullish news. Quoting crypto analyst Alex Kruger here, every Fed official has a different view of what neutral is. Estimates are in the 2 to 3% range. Futures markets have now 3.25% priced in by December. And according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, markets expect the target range to be between 275 and 300 basis points at the FOMC's December meeting. So $33,000 makes sense next. According to Dan Crypto, who shares here, Bitcoin did manage a nice close above the $28,800 range low, as well as the $30,000 low, which marked the initial wick down in May 2021. The next high time frame resistance is the $33,000 area. A test of that area makes sense, in my opinion. And as Don Alt shares here, this is what I'm looking at. We reclaimed 34,500, and I think there is a good reason to be bullish towards at least $44,000. While we're below 34,500, beer tarting is allowed above there, less so. And as shared here by Nebraskan Gunner, he shares the complete opposite sentiment. Looks like a clean breakdown to me. Price action has been choppy, but should at least sweep the lows. Lows break and we probably see $22,000. Lows hold and we can break back above $30,000. Now, an increasing number of players recently reported they still favor a return below the $23,800 low seen last week at the height of the Terra Luna and Terra UST implosions. Quoting Crypto Tony right here, bottoms take time to form, so don't expect it within the next day or two. Likely, we will find support, bounce for some relief, and trap late shorts and continue the trend. And quoting Nayib Bukele, central bankers and financial regulators from 44 countries enjoying their second day of talks about financial inclusion, banking the unbanked, and Bitcoin adoption in Bitcoin Beach and in El Salvador, as you can see here in these photos. And he also points out two more days to go. Bitcoin is good for developing countries and for humanity. Preach. Now, I think this is a pretty big deal for him to meet with literally about 44 central bank leaders from all around the world to discuss adopting Bitcoin as the legal tender. Which countries do you feel will likely be next to do so? Let me know in the comments below. As we all know, Latin America is extremely bullish on the king crypto.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This just in, breaking news, the president of Colombia recently met with the CEO of Bitcoin exchange Bitso and discussed the king crypto. That's right, Bitcoin game theory in full effect, mass BTC adoption. Let's freaking go. And it was exactly 12 years ago that Laszlo offered to buy 2 pizzas from Papa John's for 10,000 BTC. That's a $300 million milestone for financial freedom. And before I break down next story of the day, Vitalik Buterin says he wants Ethereum to become a Bitcoin-like system and shares what is stopping him. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red. Bitcoin down almost 4% for the day, trading at around $29,400. We have Ether down over 5%, trading back under $2,000, while Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik says he has a desire to see Ethereum become a system more akin to the king crypto. That's right. Buterin recently took to Twitter to outline some of the contradictions he perceives between his thoughts and values that he doesn't feel like he has resolved relating to crypto. As he shares here in this Twitter thread, some still open contradictions in my thoughts and my values that I've been thinking about, but still don't feel like I have fully resolved. And he continues in this massive thread, contradictions between my desire to see Ethereum become a more Bitcoin-like system, emphasizing long-term stability and stability, including culturally, and my realization that getting there requires a lot of active, coordinated, short-term change. Contradiction between my preference for reducing reliance on individuals and trying to build fixed systems that can stand the test of time, and my appreciation of live players and their role in helping the world move forward. Contradiction between my desire to see Ethereum become a layer one that can survive truly extreme circumstances, and my realization that many key apps on Ethereum already rely on far more fragile security assumptions than anything we consider acceptable in Ethereum's protocol design. Contradiction between my love for things like decentralization and democracy, and my realization that in practice I agree with intellectual elites more than the people on many specific policy issues. Contradiction between my desire to see more countries adopting radical policy experiments and my realization that the governments most likely to go all the way on such things and are more likely to be centralized and not friendly to diversify internally. Contradiction between my desire to see more diversity and interesting cultures and my realization that maintaining a culture that's distinct from the mainstream seems to often require some kind of insanity or artificial barrier or similar thing that I ideologically dislike. Contradiction between my dislike for many modern financial blockchain applications and my grudging appreciation for the fact that stuff is a big part of what keeps the crypto economy running and pays for all my favorite cool DAO / governance experiments. Contradiction between my desire for crypto to grow beyond finance and my realization that finance is still by far the most successful category of crypto apps, especially among third world residents, human rights activists, and vulnerable people generally. Contradiction between my desire to maximally simplify the layer one and my desire to maximally simplify the whole ecosystem. And he concludes here, contradiction between my desire to be a positive sum mediator figure and be everyone's friend and my desire to stand strongly and good against evil, those times when true evil is what we face. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Vitalik Buterin's rant here on crypto Twitter? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, banking giants Barclays and Goldman Sachs backs $500 million crypto tech firm. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.3 trillion with about $79 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 44.4% with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra UST back from the dead, up 33% for the day, trading just above 15 cents with their not so stable coin, followed by KNC up 11.5%, trading at $2.22, followed by Chili's up almost 11%, trading at 13.2 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, you can see KDA up 33.5%, XCN up 32.5%, and Ape up 31.1%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 12 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was an 8, the lowest we've seen it in a very long time. Last week a 12, and last month a 24 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Financial behemoths Barclays and Goldman Sachs are investing in Elwood Technologies, a crypto infrastructure and market data platform founded by billionaire Alan Howard. In a new press release, the crypto trading platform says it has raised $70 million in a Series A funding round that was led by Goldman Sachs and an early venture fund by Dawn Capital. Now, Barclays participated alongside some other firms such as crypto-focused venture capital giant Digital Currency Group, as well as Mike Novogratz led digital asset investment firm Galaxy Digital. Now, the Series A funding round puts the value of Elwood Technologies at approximately $500 million, according to the Financial Times. Now, says Matthew McDermott, the global head of digital assets at Goldman Sachs, quoting him here, as institutional demand for cryptocurrency rises, we have been actively broadening our market presence and capabilities to cater for client demand. Our investment in Elwood demonstrates our continued commitment to digital assets, and we look forward to partnering to expand our capabilities. Let's freaking go. And according to the Financial Times, the Series A funding round was concluded before last week's crash, which wiped out hundreds of billions of dollars in crypto's total market cap. Now, British billionaire Alan Howard will remain as the principal investor of Elwood Technologies, which was initially founded to manage his personal crypto portfolio. Howard is the co-founder of the European hedge fund Brevan Howard Asset Management. So there you have it. Let the mass adoption worldwide continue. And before I break down next story of the day, a nasty recession is imminent, warns macro guru Raoul Powell. And he also says that Bitcoin is forming a massive bullish technical pattern. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular macroeconomic expert thinks the world is going through a recession period, but remains confident that cryptos will be a viable investment class in the long term. In a new interview with the Investopedia Express podcast, Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell tells host Caleb Silver that the Federal Reserve's recent decision to raise interest rates will further damage a reeling economy. Quoting him here, my macro view is that we're in a recession. It's going to be pretty nasty. The Fed shouldn't have done what they did, but the bond market tightened for them anyway. The Fed didn't actually do it. The bond market did it all. The Fed are going to have to unwind this mess, but it could get messy at first. Using all the technical indicators that I look at, my view is if we're going to reach a proper bounce or a low, it happens in June. So we've got between now and June for everyone to freak out. Now, regarding the fate of cryptos within the broader economic turmoil, Powell suggests that the leading smart contract platform Ethereum has held up relatively well in the face of inflation and the international sanctions fallout after Russia invaded the Ukraine back in February. Quoting the macro guru again here, it's like a teenager, but let's face it, Ethereum's down like 40% this year and the NASDAQ's down 25%. It's not terrible. And Ethereum, for example, hasn't made a new low versus last year, while we've thrown in inflation and rate hikes and wars and everything at it. I don't think we've gotten the massive blow off top. We've got sort of a blow off top. And then I think we're in a very wide, sloppy range. The macro investor is confident in Bitcoin and crypto's long-term prospects and cites inflation as the reason retail investors are not currently flocking to the space. As he shares here, the space is not going away. The central banks are building digital currency rails. Everyone's building everything. We're in this period where retail investors couldn't afford the dollar cost average anymore because their pocketbooks got hit by this negative real earnings. Their wages didn't go up as fast as inflation, so they have to spend it at the supermarket and not on crypto. Now, the Macro Vision founder concludes his crypto talk by mentioning how, despite the wild price swings that Amazon's early investors endured, long-term, the company has been quite profitable. That's right. And now for our final story of the day, Real Vision CEO says in a new video that Bitcoin is forming a falling wedge pattern, a technical formation that signals future bullish momentum. And according to the macro guru, Bitcoin just hit the bottom of the wedge, quoting him here. That normally would mean that we would rise to the top. I'd like to see generally three touches of the wedge. We have had three on the downside. We could touch it again on the upside, generally pull back into the range, and then we go. That was exactly the kind of pattern we had in March of 2020. We were at the top of the range. We shot straight back into the middle of the range. That was the bicycle. So it doesn't mean we are going up in a straight line from here, but we'll probably go up significantly, maybe touch the top of that channel. So maybe we get to $35,000, come back down somewhere, whether it comes back to the low or somewhere in the middle, that is the final signal. That's what I am thinking. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Real Vision CEO. He also weighed in on Ethereum, sharing a chart showing that the leading smart contract platform is respecting diagonal support of the descending channel. As he shares here, here's Ethereum, and this is on the log chart. And ETH, again, the usual chart, looks dramatic. Even with all the drama, 8.5% interest rate, war with Russia, Luna going bust, it still doesn't come to the low of 2020. So there you have it. Are you currently more bullish on Bitcoin or Ethereum right now? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin shakes off Fed volatility as analysts remain split on return under $24,000. Also in today's show, I share that Vitalik wants Ethereum to become a Bitcoin-like system and shares all of his contradictions. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news, banking giant Barclays and Goldman Sachs backs $500 million crypto tech firm, as well as a nasty recession is imminent, warns macro guru Raoul Powell, as well as his prediction that Bitcoin is forming a massively bullish technical pattern. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Inner Dinosaur wrote, thanks JV, excellent show. I love it, fam. Hope the Central African Republic told the African central banks where to go like El Salvador did. Cheers, fam. Damn straight. Mass BTC adoption and Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Let's go. And our next featured comment comes from Jenny Jones. JV, great show. Heart goes out to Do Kwon and Luna investors. Such unfortunate losses for all involved. Crypto fam, take care. Peace. Yeah, so very sad to witness so many investors lose their shirts in this Luna debt spiral debacle. This is why we hodl Bitcoin. And our third and final featured comment, short and sweet, from Shayna. She wrote, hi JV, thanks for all the updates. You are very welcome, fam, as always. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your continued support. Bitcoin to the moon. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.